Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today, Marie Faye Woods with the Promenade Shops at Briargate. With all kinds of excitement happening, with restrictions on distancing and things like that being loosened up just a little bit, the shops are coming open again. There's also a big partnership in the works with a very prominent organization in town. And not only are you going to be able to get to shop there and do it safely, but you're going to be able to support the Salvation Army as you do. Marie, thank you for all the work you're putting into making all of that happen. Let's talk about you just a little bit. And how did you find your way into the world of retail? And how did you get connected with the shops at Briargate?
Well, hi, thank you for having me on today. I actually was born and raised in Colorado Springs. I did graduate from the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. And retail has always been part of my world, you know, working part-time throughout college. And coming out of college, I actually ended up interning at the shopping center. And I've been there ever since. So as far as retail, as you know, it's constantly updating, you know. So as far as the retail world, it's always been a fun niche for me to kind of include my degree, you know, with marketing and communications to really help communicate to our customers, you know, in the best way, in the best brand that we possibly can. So it's been great. It's been a great experience at the shopping center.
Truly a dynamic world that you live in, and I'm sure that keeps things extra interesting all the time. But, you know, compliments paid and big ones to shops at Briargate because you've all done such a wonderful job of grounding yourselves to the community, connecting yourselves to the community, making yourselves part of it, and showing how much you care about the community.
Yes, and we're really looking forward to our new partnership with the Salvation Army. Now more than ever, you know, our community definitely has much needed resources, especially with food insecurities. So to be able to be a drop-off point for non-perishable food items, it's an honor for us, and we're really looking forward to partnering and helping out our community as much as we can.
And the community coming to the shops is going to be able to help Salvation Army. So let's kind of work our way towards connecting those dots. You're getting very excited because you're starting to welcome your customers back.
We are, and we are definitely keeping our customers' safety at the top priority. We're following the recommended CDC guidelines. We actually do have hand washing stations in common areas at Pikes Peak Patio. We also have complimentary hand sanitizing stations throughout the center. Our biggest effort has been put into creating signage to welcome our guests and also communicate, you know, safety guidelines. And our stores are doing a wonderful job at creating their safe environments in-store. Some of them are doing limited guests in-store. Some are doing curbside pickup options. We do have our vendors as well as stores that are wearing personal protective equipment to protect themselves. And the employees are required to do temporary checks prior to checking in just to make sure everyone is as safe as they can possibly be.
Yeah, that is all CDC and more. And, of course, the signage is very important. It gives, I think, your shoppers a lot of confidence that they are in a safe environment. So are you asking guests to wear face coverings while they're present?
You know, luckily, we are an open-air shopping center. So, thankfully, you know, we have that advantage of, you know, customers being able to come out, you know, and kind of enjoy some fresh air. Now, our different stores and restaurants do have different requirements. Right now, depending on which location, you know, a mask may be required. And we ask that you check our website for those phone numbers that call specific locations directly. And hopefully toward closer to the middle of this month, our restaurants will have loosened protocols, and that's yet to be seen. But yes, each location has their recommended guidelines from their corporate directive.
So for anybody coming to a visit, to visit the shops and do some shopping and enjoy some time, might not be a bad idea to carry a mask with you.
That is correct. You know, it's definitely important to keep yourself as well as others safe.
Now, you've done something extra fun because you truly are about the experience. You want people to breathe that fresh air, enjoy that open air experience, going from shop to shop and having a nice time together. You have created a complimentary kit. What is that kit all about?
Yeah, so it's our Shop Smart Safety Kit, and it'll actually include hand sanitizer, Shop Smart face coverings, and even if you don't have one, as well as tips just to stay safe while also having fun at the shopping center. We will be keeping those out complimentary while supplies left in the management office, as well as select locations on the day of the kickoff event, which will be Saturday, May 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will also have various contactless drop-off locations for canned goods and perishable items. And those kits, you know, they're just kind of our fun way of welcoming our customers back. We have partnered with some of our stores and restaurants to have different denomination gift cards kind of randomly selected throughout each bag. So each customer may walk away with, you know, a $5 gift card to Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, just, you know, for fun, a fun way to kind of reintroduce shopping again safely.
Absolutely. And it's kind of kicking off the high retail season. Certainly Promenade Shops has set itself up over the years very nicely as a destination place for that, because it is an experience. You don't just go there to buy something and leave. You go to stay.
That's correct. And we definitely, you know, as far as just being the open air shopping center, it is more of an experience. And we're very thankful that we have a lot of exclusive stores, you know, to include Apple, Anthropologie, in the only locations here in Colorado Springs. So, yes, it's just kind of a fun place to bring your family to safely shop, have that, you know, front parking area where you could just go right in, park in front of the locations you want to, and enjoy a day with your family. And, you know, an additional perk to being able to drop off your canned goods is we're offering a $500 gift pack as our contest for anybody that drops off food that day.
Everybody loves social media, and you've even pulled social media into the mix here. And here's where we're going to have some fun sort of stitching everything all together. As you're welcoming your customers back, they're coming back to a situation where they're going to be able to help support a great community agency, the Salvation Army, while they are also, they could be winning prizes like the $500 gift pack, for example. You want them also to get involved with your Facebook and Instagram pages. Tell me how that all fits in.
Yeah, so you will have a chance to earn additional entries by liking our Facebook pages and following our Instagram pages throughout Memorial Weekend. The additional details will be on KRDO.com. So just kind of fun ways. The great thing about, you know, our social media is those are the real-time updates for store openings. You know, we like to go behind the scenes and kind of share the different deals and promotions that are going on. So it's kind of our way to be able to share the updates from our tenants and real-time what's going on at the shopping center.
So for each food donation, your guests will be able to enter to win a $500 gift pack from the Promenade Shops with additional entries earned by simply liking your Facebook and Instagram pages. And in both cases, that's at Shops Briargate.
Yeah, she'll be able to find us by plugging in at Shops Briargate.
Super, super easy. And all of this unfolds over the Memorial Day weekend, which could not be better timing.
Yes, we're hoping for great weather, and, you know, it's kind of a fun way to give back to the community. We look forward to welcoming you back with all of our safety guidelines in place. Also, while giving back to the Salvation Army by way of canned goods and non-perishable food items.
You're listening to the voice of Marie Faye Woods with the Promenade Shops at Briargate. Get a good look at what's going on there at thepromenadeshops@briargate.com. That's thepromenadeshops@briargate.com. If you have some questions about individual retail operations, then head on over to the website, make calls to those places where you plan to go, and they will be able to answer your questions about their protocols. In other words, would you need to wear a mask inside a certain retailer or not? Because the experience is open air. The requirement isn't there for you to wear a mask outdoors, but each store might have its own policy. But above all, Marie, you say that the idea is to welcome all of your guests back and make sure that they are comfortable, safe, in a wonderful and fun environment like it always has been. The extra perk is the chance to win prizes simply by bringing canned goods and other non-perishables to donate to Salvation Army.
That is correct. And, you know, we're just looking forward to welcoming back our customers. Also, our restaurants have been operating throughout the pandemic. So, you know, shopping and dining is still our number one priority, and just making sure we're giving that to our customers in a safe manner.
Marie Faye Woods, we thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on KRDO's Business Connection. And we look forward to hearing more about the experience after the Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you for having me.